This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. 11 months. That's how long it's been since Philadelphia public school kids have been inside classrooms because of the pandemic. Some young kids are now slated to go back later this month. For older kids, there's not a tentative return date. WHYY spoke to high school students across the city about how a school year nobody could have predicted has started to feel normal.
Hi, my name is Charity Robbins, and I am a sophomore at Carver ENS. I'm all right. Sometimes it gets, like, lonely and, like, frustrating being home all of the time. I mean, it's crazy. I just started a new school. Like, I went to a different school last year, and this is my first year at Carver ENS. And it's been so long, and I've never met any one of my teachers. So that is, like, wild. So I've made, like, some really, like, good friends, although I've never met them in person. In journalism, like, I had to do a group project where we made a podcast. We were forced to work together, right? And at first I'm like, oh my goodness, this is going to be so weird. I mean, we were in the breakout room with each other every single day. So the teacher goes, oh, you guys might want to exchange Instagrams. We just got along really, really well. But I feel like I'm like on Instagram all day, every day. If we go back to school next year, I think it's going to be like a difficult transition because you're like, hey, I was that person behind that box that never had the camera on. This is how I look now.
Hello, I'm Samai Allen. I'm in 11th grade at Seoul High School. The last month, it had like actually been stressful because my dad, he did pass away. He had COVID. He worked at Albert Einstein Hospital, and then I guess like at the beginning of December, it hit him, and it just like took a whole toll on his body. I miss school so much, but I know like in these terms, it's really not safe for us to go back. He would like go work later in the day to like midnight. So basically, it was me and him. Sitting at home, he would help me like with different projects, like science fair projects, and he would also go on school trips with me and stuff. My dad was actually like my best friend. I still get my work done. I might get it done like a little bit later than when it's due, but it's still done because I know that's what my dad would want me to do.
My name is Keyshawn Allen, and I am a senior at Parker Center City. For the past 4 years, I've played defensive back for the South Philadelphia football team. I work out every morning. Like, I wake up, go to the gym at, like, 6:30, come back home, be ready for my Zoom meetings on 9 o'clock. Last fall, the football season was canceled because of COVID. So I missed, like, the Friday night games, and then during the off season, getting ready to go to the workouts after the school. I definitely missed the brotherhood, the grades. They haven't been the same. They kind of declined a little bit, not, like, in the failing sense, but I've definitely done better being in person rather than being online. I'm feeling optimistic about having a season in the spring because a lot of people look at sports as just a game, but it's more than a game to us. We're like, this is our lives, especially with growing up in Philadelphia, poverty, violence, and, you know, so many distractions. You know, sports is a way for us to, like, stay focused.
Hi, my name is Maxine Antonucci. I am in 12th grade, and I go to WB Saul High School. The virtual learning has been a living nightmare. I really loved in environmental science. That was my major. We used to go like in the paths and take out invasive plants during the time where, you know, the lantern flies was going on. We would go out there and kill them and then, you know, actually take some back to the classroom with us to feed like the bearded dragons and stuff. But since we're online, we can't do that. What gets me through is like I'm going to college an hour away from Philadelphia where I'll at least have a normal college life. I won't ever complain about walking to school in the rain. I won't ever complain about being cold and walking to school. Like, I won't I'm not going to complain about like school at all anymore.
WHYY's Miles Bryan produced that story for us this morning, and a good one too.